Anyway, there was excitement this week for many space fans. NASA launched a brand new rocket to the moon. Let's have a listen to
and
that.
And here we go.
10.
Hydrogen burn-off igniters initiated. 7, 6, 5. Four-stage engine start. 3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Wow. Like Buzz Lightyear. I bet he planned that for absolutely ages. The Artemis mission, as it's called, is all about using the moon as a stepping stone to Mars, and it's just possible that a lead student could be involved in exploring the Red Planet. Today, a training academy at the University of Leeds has been launched, appropriately, to get future engineers ready for the next generation of space travel. So to talk to us a little bit about this is Theo Eudes. Theo is from the Leeds University Rocketry Association. Hello, Theo.
Hi, Gail. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming in. So talk to me a little bit about going to Mars, because if this is what the Artemis mission is actually about, that is, to me, that's staggering. Do you think you might go to Mars in your lifetime?
Yeah, I think we will, definitely, as humans. Hopefully I can be in some way involved in that. But yeah, absolutely. I think it's our generation that will be making that trip.
I think you're calling it the Mars generation, in fact.
That's absolutely right, yeah. I'm from Leeds University Rocketry Association. We're a rocket building team at the University of Leeds. And yeah, our mission is all about preparing the Mars generation, the people who will be leading that march to other planets and yeah, making humans an interplanetary species.
That sounds absolutely terrifying. And
something also, out of a sci-fi movie, isn't it?
Well, I'm thinking of Total Recall. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Mars does not look like a particularly friendly planet. But also, expensive. I mean, how close are we to that as a dream, do you think?
I think the sort of spearhead of that march is SpaceX at the moment. They're working on what they call their Starship, with the plans of building the biggest rocket ever that will carry up to 100 people to Mars. So they plan on launching that, yeah, in the next few months. And so I think we're closer than many people realize, if I'm honest.
What are we like in this country for space exploration? Where are we compared to other countries? Because we're only a little country, really, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had a space program back in the 20th century. Unfortunately, we sort of slipped behind. But I think having seen what's happening in industry at the moment, the UK seems to be at this sort of pivotal point now where we're really starting to invest more in space exploration. But at the moment, there's a bit of a skills gap between what employers need for space work. It's a very technically demanding sector, and what the universities are able to train on. And that's where we feel that projects like we're running here at Lura, that's where we really come into our own, and we're able to provide that hands-on training and actually get students building and launching their own rockets.
Wow. So, I mean, so first of all, then, what do you actually study? What are you studying?
So I'm a master's student in aerospace engineering at the University of Leeds.
And what do you want to do then? Would you want to go and work for NASA or something?
Yeah, whether it's NASA or SpaceX or Orbex or Skywar or any of these new up and coming space companies, I feel it's my duty to play my part in that mission. And like I say, to help humans reach Moon, Mars and hopefully beyond.
Well, tell me a little bit about a competition that you all took part in that I think took you to America. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Rocketry in America is a much bigger scene, as you can sort of imagine. All of the big rockets seem to be coming out of America at the moment. Mm. So we went over there in our first year as a team to compete at the Spaceport America Cup. So this is the world's largest rocket engineering competition. We had 100 teams from all over the world congregating at the Spaceport America, which is where Virgin Galactic and you operate out of. And we're launching rockets to a range of different altitudes. So we launched our first rocket to just over 10,000 feet in New Mexico in June.
When I'm thinking of launching a rocket sort of in my back garden, I'm either thinking about a terrible firework or like a plastic bottle with, I don't know, bicarbonate of soda in it and stuff. What are you actually dealing with? What materials? I mean, don't give me the full recipe if you like, but what help me to imagine what it is that you've actually launched.
Sure. So the Griffin 1 that we flew in June in America is a 3-meter long rocket. It weighs about 26 kilograms. we have sort of internal structure with all of our flight computers, our recovery system, and then all of that flies on a solid rocket engine, which I guess in essence isn't much different to a firework. We fly on some bit more crazy chemicals. It burns a little bit louder and a little bit more powerful, but I guess it's kind of similar.
Is it dangerous work? It sounds like it could be.
We do everything we can to make sure it's not dangerous.
right answer.
Yeah, I'm worried the health and safety people at the uni might be listening, so I'll stay away from that question.
So how long has the Leeds University Rocketry Association actually been going though?
So I started the team just over a year and a half ago. So I can say our first year was all focused on this competition. And then since then, we've been putting a lot of work into our training schemes. So we started the Lure Academy this summer. And then we've got some really exciting plans for the next year or so as well.
How did you do in the competition, by the way?
Well, we came fourth in our category and eighth overall in the competition, which out of 100 odd teams is we're very, very happy about. We also then won a second place award for innovation for a particularly innovative part of our rocket. So actually, all in all, of all the UK teams that have competed at the competition, we just set the record for the best performance. So really happy about that, especially as a small team that are just new and just coming out of Leeds, where rocketry isn't a big thing until now.
So what's the next thing that you're all working on together? Is there another project perhaps?
Absolutely. So we've just started working on the Griffin 2, which is the Griffin 2 is going to be better, faster and fly higher than anything we've ever built before. And the plan is to break the UK student altitude record with it. So our neighbours over at Sheffield currently hold that record. It's about 36,000 feet. And they took that record in America. Mm. Our plan is to use the Griffin 2 to break that record and to do it on UK soil.
Take them down.
Come on.
You sound like you absolutely love this. And when I started this little chat, I was playing the theme tune to The Sky at Night, which I'm not even sure that you would watch. But it sounds to me like you're massively technical. Are you actually interested in what is going on in space as well? It sounds like you want to get there, but are you actually interested in, you know, astronomy? Are you interested in meteors and things like that as well? Or are you very specifically focused on engineering?
I would say over the last few years, the sort of more focused on the engineering, but I mean, ever since I was a kid, like I've always been obsessed with space. I mean, my parents will tell you that I used to be the kid at the party, like knowing all the order of the planets and all this sort of stuff. You'd have found me sat in front of the telly watching Apollo 13 on repeat. And I don't think
really?
Much has changed now I'm a bit older. So yeah, I think the whole team, we have a team of about 30 students, and every single one of us is dedicated to making sure we can do everything we can to reach space and, like I say, to the moon and beyond in a very Buzz Lightyear style way, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know when you set your rockets off, do you think about a speech that you'd like to make before it goes up? Do you have to plan something like that, or maybe not so much?
It's not so much of a thing. Usually I think we're all a bit too nervous. We've got a bit too much on our minds, but in a very American style in the competition in America, we got that opportunity. So you sort of wrote a little thing that was read over the tannoy before we went.
What did you say? Do you remember?
I think we thanked everyone that had been part of it, and then did the old classic, you know, Godspeed Griffin 1.
Wowza. It's been fascinating to meet you. Please keep us up to date with everything that you're doing. Lots of luck for the future. If people would like some more information on the Leeds University Rocketry Association, LURA, are you on Insta? Is there can us mere mortals follow you?
Absolutely, yeah. I think the best way to stay up to date with our progress is on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. We've got lots of exciting things. Like I said, I mentioned the Academy. So we're actually launching 5 rockets on Sunday for our training scheme. So
what?
If you follow us now, you'll get some launch footage over the weekend as well.
Oh my gosh, when do you actually find time to study? It sounds like this is taking up a lot of your time.
Don't tell my parents that.
Theo, it's been wonderful to meet you. You take care. Thank you very much indeed.
So
I'm going to play you out with
us.
Thank you.